This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Islamic Institute of Toronto on this beautiful Yawmul Jumu'ah. Today we have amongst us some brothers from Halifax, Nova Scotia, who are here to seek our help in building their new Islamic center. The land collection today would be dedicated to that effort, inshallah. So I ask the brothers to now go through the lines and please donate generously. Our needs in the Muslim Ummah are varied. And of course, at this time, it's very challenging for all of us as we keep dip into our pockets. But I know this community is a very generous community and we've never failed the Ummah. Our academic and our recreational programs have resumed for the spring semester. So please check our website, islam.ca, for complete details if you are desirous of attending any one of these programs. And for those of you who are planning to perform Hajj this year, we're presenting a two-part series on the Manasik of Hajj with Sheikh Abdul Hamid. The first session will be on Monday, May 6th at 7 to 9 p.m. The second session will be the following week, May 13th, again from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Islamic Institute of Toronto. And finally, please keep Gaza and Palestine in your du'as, in addition to doing all that you possibly can to stop the blatant and wanton acts of murder, criminality and genocide by the Israeli regime. For details on these and all our programs and events happening here at the IIT, please check our website, islam.ca, for more details. Our khatib today is Sheikh Musleh Khan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد أيها الأحباب on this blessed day and hour of يوم الجمعة we ask Allah عز وجل for his forgiveness and his mercy and his acceptance. Allahumma ameen. For our brothers and sisters around the world that are suffering, not just only abroad, but even here at home, in whatever capacity, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to ease the pain and suffering, grant them and all of us patience and sustenance, and reunite all of us together under his forgiveness in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuha al-Ahbab, the time had come for the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He completed his ship. It's built, it's ready. But he does one last thing before the signs of the flood begins. He does one last thing. This last push that he makes is captured in Surah Nuh. In this particular surah, patience is done. There's no more patience. 950 years, that's a lot of patience. It's done now. Because constantly prophets are reminded throughout the Quran, وَاصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا Just be patient and be patient and be patient. When it comes to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, one last push. What does he do? He says to Allah Azza wa Jal, as now the waters start to pour in, the pots start to boil over, the flood is about to begin. He says to Allah Azza wa Jal, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا
He says, "Oh Allah, I called them and I invited them to this path, to your path." Listen to the ayah. "I called my people, qawmi, laylan wa nahara, the nights and days," not the days and nights. He mentions the nights first. Why? The ulama say Nuh alayhi salam would lose sleep every night thinking about how am I going to get through to them. How is it? What do I have to change? What do I have to do or not do? Is there a different approach? Thinking and losing sleep. Not just that on his approach, but he knows the consequences of those people if they don't follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's the first lesson. I have to be honest with you and tell you, preparing for today's khutbah, going through some of these verses in Surah Nuh, wallahi, it felt like these verses were revealed in 2024. Listen to that. He concentrates and he focuses and he keeps on pushing and he's losing sleep. Doesn't that happen to all of us? When you hear about what's happening to our brothers and sisters, when you see those videos and those images, when you're being restricted, you can't dress the way you like, because now certain patterns, certain colors define a political statement, a narrative we didn't create really, but it's a narrative they created, and forced and compelled and restricted you. Those are moments, these are things that cause you and I to lose sleep. So Nuh alayhi salam, he's there and he's saying, "Oh Allah, doing this all night and day." The next lesson on blessing of this ayah, 950 years, the punishment is about to begin. You would think that Nuh alayhi salam would say, as he's building this ship, he's like, "You know what? Maybe it's done. Maybe I'll only give them dawah on a weekend. Maybe I'll just do it during the day, but during the night I'll focus on this." He pushes right to the end. Oh, brothers and sisters, and all of you who are activists, who attend those protests, who go to those rallies, who go to those fundraisings, who are told that scarf that you wear, don't wear it anymore, or don't wear it at a certain time and place. What I will say to you is what the ayah teach us. Ayyuha al-ahbab, keep pushing for what is khair and good, for the benefit of people, for the benefit of this ummah. Keep pushing, because these struggles you and I are waking up to and losing sleep over every day and night are not new. The ayah continues. Listen to it. Nuh alayhi salam then continues and he says, فَلَمْ يَزِدُهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. My dua isn't helping them, except it caused them to do one thing. They ran away and abandoned me. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't it feel like this ayah just got revealed a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago? Here we were, trying to work together so that when push comes to shove, you're there to support and speak on our behalf and help us when we come to you and say, "Listen, we need your voice, we need your help." فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي, except that they ran and turned and left and abandoned you. SubhanAllah, this is a man 900 plus years is complaining to Allah and telling Allah, this is what's happening. He doesn't stop, alayhi salam. He continues, وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Every single time, here's the next lesson, everything that I say and do is a da'wah for them. And I'm doing it for one purpose. Again, all of us who are involved in some form of activism, pay attention. Because this is the one mistake activists make. I'm talking about Muslims. This is the one major mistake that sometimes it's either done or it's overlooked. It's not understood. Sometimes what ends up happening, not sometimes, very often, the emotions take or play a major role as to why you're there. Those videos aren't easy to look at. The reality to know that during this khutbah, how much more people will die and suffer, not just in Palestine, in Sudan, in Yemen, throughout the Muslim world, how much more will suffer and be restricted and be called every name of the book, not because of something you did or said, it's just because who you are. You're Muslim. So you put all of this together, and here you are, you're trying to stand and speak out. Listen to what Nuh alayhi salam, he reminds us of the ultimate goal. The emotions are one thing, but Ya Rabbi, I pulled out every ounce of da'wah for them so that you, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, so that you can forgive them. Why is Nuh alayhi salam asking and telling Allah so that you can forgive them? You know, a lot of Muslims think that forgiveness is, okay, a clean slate. Whatever was said or done, they just, oh Allah, forgive them. They've gotten away with it. That's the end of it. No. Remember this, brothers and sisters. When you ask for forgiveness for others, Allah will increase your life as well. Not just theirs. Allah will bless and honor your life. And all of that is found in the exact same surah. We'll come to it, inshallah. Then he continues. It doesn't stop. So now you understand the goal. So when you go to those protests, think for a moment that even if this isn't successful, even if 100 people get arrested, even if we're restricted, even if the narrative is changed and we're plastered on the news as really bad people, you know what? Oh Allah, I went there, I wear the scarf, I wear the pin, I wear the colors, because oh Allah, I ask you, forgive them. Because they don't know the consequence of what they're doing. And with forgiveness, Allah will increase my rizq. Allah will protect me and my family. And Allah will honor us to continue doing the good work. Remember the goal and the intention. We are there and our voices are loud for you, Ya Rab. Nuh alayhi salam doesn't stop there. Listen to what he says. Tell me if you can relate to this, subhanAllah. He continues and he says, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They took their hands and they plugged their ears when you were talking to them. We don't have this today. Our version of جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ, you may not have people when you're trying to talk to them about the cause and so on, that they look at you and they plug their ears in front of you. That may not happen. These plugs today are invisible. You don't see them. And what I mean by that is very simple. Remember this statement. They hear you, but they're not listening to you. Okay. They'll hear you, yes. Inshallah, no problem. They'll say the salamu alaykum to you. They'll use the inshallah with you. So they'll hear and talk, but nobody's taking you serious. Nuh alayhi salam went through the exact same thing. He doesn't stop. Listen to him. Alayhi salam. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. You know, وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. They took their garments and they covered their faces and their eyes whilst Nuh alayhi salam is talking to them. Can you imagine that? There's a prophet of Allah, 900 plus years. The people he's talking to, they took their garments and they literally put this in this curtain in front of him and said, yeah, keep going, keep talking. واستكبروا استكبارا. Arabic students, this is what we call in Arabic أفعال المطلق. What that means is they instead responded in a rude, condescending, ignorant way. So when she was being abused and Islamophobia was happening right in front of their eyes, وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. You may not see that a curtain is pulled out, but you know what you will see? That invisible curtain, it's this. When you turn your back, let them continue. She's being abused. He's being called names. The killing and the fighting and the corruption continue. But وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. You've seen this, brothers and sisters. That sometimes when those brothers and sisters stand in those protests, and they're trying to confront the leaders and the politicians just to get some response. They're not trying to hurt anybody. Just to see, like, can you give some account of it? Can you at least say this is wrong? It's not a curtain. The leader goes this way in the camera. That's the curtain now. Comes in front of your face to show what a mean monster you are. And that's what shows up on the 6 o'clock news. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. وَأَصَرَّهُمْ. And they kept on insisting. So no matter how much you begged, you wrote the emails, the letters, and nobody would listen. Nobody took you serious. Nuh alayhi salam continues, ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. So okay, fine. If they're not going to pay the attention to the protest, and okay, fine. Let me call, but make my voice public, loud. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا جَهْرٌ. Let me just speak out loud. You know what that example of that is? It's the khutbas. Let me make this voice loud. Let me get online. Let me do a live video, and. Let me stand up when the speeches are being done. You've got to pay attention to when these moments happen, brothers and sisters. And don't just, it's not an applause moment. You've got to really pause and think where this comes from. Do you see online on those videos where a leader may stand up and give a talk about something, and then that sister will stand up and interrupt, and then she will say, our brothers and sisters and the people are being killed, and then she'll sort of kind of disrupt the moment, not hurting anybody, not calling to any danger, not none of that. Just hoping that the voice is heard. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam did the exact same thing. Doesn't stop, he continues, ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. And he also did something really interesting. He continues and he says, even I tried to announce, you just heard the announcements before the khutbah. Even in the announcements, we're announcing, remember our brothers and sisters. Nuh alayhi salam did the same thing. Walk through the villages, walk through the communities. Oh, brothers and sisters, a torment will come if you do not turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'd go around announcing. وَأَسْرَوْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Sometimes you know what Nuh alayhi salam would do? He'd have these like private meetings. You have painted a pretty awful picture for you so far. Now look at the barakah and khair and the light that comes out of all of this. أَيُّهُ الْأَحْبَابِ. He says, sometimes I will call in secret. He would have these private meetings. You know, sometimes Allah amongst the darkness will put that touch of light in between. Allah knows best. Maybe that touch of light is you. Don't make the mistake of thinking, yeah, inshallah, I'll see that light when I go to this place or that, or this event or that. You're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe the light is you. You could be that voice. You could be that spark. Just your presence alone makes that light. Just the fact that you continue to wear the scarf and to wear the colors could be that spark. And he continues and he says, sometimes I'd have these secret meetings with leaders. And they would say to me, okay, look, My colleagues don't support you, but you know what? I have some sympathy for your cause. Let's privately talk about this. أَسْرَوْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Side point. It kind of sounds like dishonest in some way to have like a private meeting. Not in this case. Another ayah in Surah An-Nisa, Allah tells us, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرُ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, there is no good, no good, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ, in many of their private meetings. You know what najwa is? Najwa is those secret meetings. Like everybody comes together at the main meeting, all the admin, all the managers, all the people in charge, they come together. Everybody's like, yes, I'll be with you, I'll be with you, I'll support you. And then two of them sit in the car, and they have that private meeting. Okay, how do we get rid of the president now? Okay, how do we run them out of the masjid, out of the school, out of this organization, out of work, and those kind of meetings. Allah says there's no khayr in any of them unless إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, when you're trying to get people to just give and do and support the right thing. أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ. مَعْرُوفٍ is the universal standard. That's what applies to our case. Or you're just trying for people to do what's right. مَعْرُوف, do what is universally understood to be the right thing. If you see innocent people being hurt, being killed, in our context here today, here in Toronto, if you're sitting at work and you hear racism or discrimination against somebody, as a believer, you don't just sit there. You try to do something, even if it means, you know what, I'll talk to the manager privately. Look, this is what I heard, and it's not right. Those kinds of meetings are okay. Then Nuh alayhi salam says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. And then he concludes and he says, and I just said, oh Allah, forgive them because he is the one that is always exceptionally forgiving. Why does Nuh alayhi salam do that? After all of these struggles, why does Nuh conclude with forgiveness? That's what we will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. I pray Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us together, keep us strong, keep us united. When we are united, we are strong. Our voices are louder. Our what we advocate for, what we stand for becomes more persistent and more firm in a way that Allah is pleased with. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to ease the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be, especially in Palestine and Gaza. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin min kulli dhanb fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd. The next ayah, after Allah, he talks to Allah and he seeks Allah's forgiveness. The next ayah, and the next ayah, and the next ayah, next three verses are about three different things. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. After seeking forgiveness from Allah, Allah then responds and says that He will cause rain and sustenance to be in abundance. What just happened? As a result of seeking forgiveness, Allah will provide not just for you and me, but for all of mankind. That's what your forgiveness did. That's when you stuck to the goal and the intention. So even if nobody listened and you were turned away and you were shut down and, don't forget, we don't depend on people to make change. Our dependence is with whom? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you turn your back, alhamdulillah, we depended on Allah who doesn't turn His. We hold on to Allah because we are seeking. If you turn away, I will pray, oh Allah, forgive them. Then Allah continues that Allah says He will multiply your wealth. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal will multiply your wealth.
Allah Azza wa Jal, those of us who are struggling with children or who want children and you don't get children, istighfar is a means for children. Allah will give you children just because you seek His forgiveness more and more and more. And finally, I leave you with this. There's one very beautiful pattern about forgiveness that makes it stand out from the other names and attributes of Allah. You know what it is? Allah in Quran tells us that He is Al-Ghafoor and He is Al-Ghaffar. He is the Ghafir. He is Ghufran wal-Maghfira wa-Yaghfirun. There are literally dozens of different words to describe Allah's forgiveness. Let me say to you this. If I told you this brother Muhammad, he's a real honest guy. And you said, okay, fine. And I came to you and said, he's so honest, I've never heard him dishonest or seen him dishonest. He said, okay, khair. He's so honest, I've got 10 other people who will tell you how honest he is. He said, okay, fine, let me hear. All 10 give a different story of how honest Muhammad is. Then all of us, we come together and we write about how honest Muhammad is and we give you that as well. And we keep on doing this for days and days until you have 100 letters and 100 people telling you how honest Muhammad is. Would you still say, man, I don't know if Muhammad is honest or not? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us He'll forgive you, He'll forgive you once, He'll forgive you endless amount of time, He'll forgive you as long as you're breathing, He'll keep on forgiving you, He'll forgive you if you keep repeating the same mistake, the same problem, the same person, the same every, I keep forgiving you. Would you then doubt and say, I'm not sure if Allah will forgive me? Logically, it makes sense Allah will forgive insha'Allah ta'ala. Without even studying the names and what they mean, just seeing the numbers, you subhanAllah, how can anyone doubt whether Allah will forgive me or not? May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His forgiveness on all of us, Allahumma ameen. For all those who steer away from His path, may Allah Azza wa Jal bring them towards a path He is pleased with. Shower them and all of us with His forgiveness, Allahumma ameen. Keep pushing and striving, brothers and sisters, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul, salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayka ma amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat al-ahya minhum wal-amwat innaka qaribun sami'un mujib. الدعوات. اللهم صل إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي جميع بلدان المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي السودان وفي اليمن وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقنا الصلاة.